Hey everybody, Flip and Nanny here, founders of the Freedom Real Estate Group family of companies, and welcome to another Hurricane Edition episode of our podcast, which is called
Freedom Through Passive Income.
That's right. And if you hear some noises here, it's because our dogs have joined us today. It's hurricane slash tropical storm. Nicole is literally, the eye is right above us right now. Like, it's so crazy. It traveled right on top of us. So we're not outside like we did for Hurricane Ian, because actually this time I think we would blow away.
We definitely get wet.
We would get wet. I don't know if I would blow away. So we stayed inside. So welcome to another episode. This is our live episode. This is week 45. Yep. Update.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, week 45. We're almost done. We're down to single digits. Spoiler alert, I already said what number one was, Hurricane Nicole, which I think she got downgraded.
Yes.
To a tropical storm.
As soon as she hit land.
Yeah, yeah. This is testing our stamina. Although after the first one, this one's just like, whatever. we found a new leak in our roof. So time to call the roofers again.
Yep.
But a lot of the leaks from the first hurricane are gone.
Right.
They're no longer leaking. So
this was a nice test.
Yeah.
Right. To see if the roof repairs actually worked.
Yep.
And almost all of them did.
Yep, yep. And I was out at 5 a.m. this morning with the dogs because they have a schedule, whether there's a tropical storm or not. And I got to experience what I call the Forrest Gump rain because it was coming in sideways.
Right.
And I couldn't open one eye trying to watch the dogs with one eye with a flashlight at 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, so thank you, dogs, for letting me experience the tropical storm firsthand. I felt like the news reporter. So, it's a little windy down here.
That's funny. Yeah. So, and then also we're wearing our shirts today because we have 4 days till our Cancun vacation.
That's right.
That's super exciting. So in honor of that, I got out my Cancun shirt. Flip, you got the one you bought the very first time we went there, right?
Yeah, first time we went there back in 2003. This shirt's older than most people.
It is.
And it still stands up to the test of time.
That's right. Love it. So we're super excited about that.
Yep.
And then we're also in the middle of our deal raise. So it's not a deal that we can talk about. It is a 506B. So
Investor Club.
Yep. You got to be in our Investor Club to know about it.
Yep.
But I can say that we're in the middle of the raise. It's very exciting. And within a week, we're 91% subscribed for the deal.
That's awesome.
Before even the Investor Club webinar last night.
Right.
It was our very first webinar for the entire Investor Club.
Oh, wow.
And we are already 91% subscribed before
we even started
that webinar. So yeah, so things are going really, really well. We're super excited. We're going to be doing a lot more deals in 2023. So if you want to jump in and start learning and seeing these deals, you have to jump on a call. In fact, I got a Facebook message last night saying, hey, I want to see any opportunities that you have before the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And I had to tell him, here's, my assistant's going to send you a link to schedule a strategy session call. Unfortunately, we cannot show you the deals that we have because we have to have the strategy call. We have to have a substantive relationship with you first before you can see anything.
Yep.
So this is somebody who's trying to find a deal before the end of 2022, and we can't even offer it to him because he has to be in our investor club first, and we have to have that relationship. So that's just a reminder, get in our investor club so we can start the relationship now. And that way, in the future, you it's not like you have to invest in the deals. You at least just get to see them.
Yep,
so that's
exactly.
A big deal. Big, big, big deal. And then it's towards the end of the year, right?
Man, there's no moss growing on us.
Yes. Trip after trip after trip.
Yeah, yeah. So we're getting ready for Cancun, and then we get back home, and before you know it, we're heading out to Las Vegas for a meeting.
We might have a little fun while we're
I always tell, they always ask me if I gamble. I said, no, I just put $100 in an envelope and just slide it underneath the here you go. Takes a little bit of the fun out of it, but same end result.
Then
we're off to Vegas for 5 days for a mastermind.
Yep.
And then we get back from that, and before you know it, then we're off to go visit with my family for a few days, then your family for a few days.
That's
for Christmas.
Right. Yep.
And we get back just in time to go, yay, Happy New Year.
And charge into 2023.
And then charge in, refreshed and ready to go.
That's right. Usually you think of the end of the year as kind of a slower time for you to focus on projects, and we are focusing on projects. I actually wrote down that all of the marketing things that we're getting ready to ramp up, we're really focused in on that. We have the time to do it right now, which is important. 2023 planning, we're focused on that. Mm-hmm. And we have the time to do it right now. So it is a little bit slower, but the travel is kind of crazy and it kind of throws a wrench into how much we can do here towards the end of the year, but still very exciting. And of course, tax planning. You've really been diving into everything that we need to do for end of year tax planning and strategizing. Like if we're going to share the recap of our tax strategizing episode tomorrow. But if you haven't listened to that, it's really, really important that at the end of the year, you start strategizing this year's taxes before time runs out for you to actually do something strategically that will impact your tax burden. So make sure that you listen to that episode and then you start reaching out to the people in your inner circle. So
yeah, because those tax fellers aren't doing anything right now. But after the first year, those tax fellers get really busy until about mid-April.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, so right now is a great time to hit them up because they're not doing anything.
Yep.
they're sitting there twiddling their thumbs because this is the one time of year where there's something's not due.
Yeah. And I wouldn't say they're all twiddling their thumbs like ours. He's booking appointment after appointment, back to back.
Because he can. Yes. You know, because he has that time too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're exactly
strategy.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
He's smart. He's being proactive.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why we like him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Yeah. So that's pretty much our week this week. It's interesting to see the differences between different parts of the year and what we're focused on, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what was cool about this 365-day series.
Yeah.
Only seven more of these episodes.
That's correct.
Or six, depending on what that last where that last one ends. I don't know where the last one ends. I don't know if we have week 52.
Very
live
few.
Update. Yep.
That's all I'm going to say. Very few.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure you're heading on over to freedomcapitalinvestments.com to join that investor club. Again, we talked about it in this episode, why it's very important for you to join that investor club. Make sure you're talking to Ben and or CJ to get that information and to build up that whatever relationship that she always tries to say.
Substantive.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
It isn't an easy word to
make
say.
Make sure you talk to us. but make sure you're getting into that investor club. But make sure you're checking us out on all the social media platforms as well. We like to end all of our episodes with
invest smart,
live happy.
Bye everybody.
Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions and information on the show are not guaranteed. All investment strategies have the potential for profit and loss.